Hey there. Let's dive into Robinhood's crypto numbers for August. And honestly, there's a lot to unpack.
Absolutely. The headline was a sharp short-term rebound. Total crypto trading volume jumped 61% from the previous month.
That's a really exciting bounce, especially after some softer months. It suggests demand picked up quickly.
But the full picture is more cautious. Even with that strong monthly increase, crypto activity was still well below the same period a year earlier, down 38% year over year.
So it's a mixed bag. Demand clearly improved from recent lows, but the business hasn't fully returned to last year's higher activity levels.
Exactly. And a major reason for August's improvement was Bitstamp, the cryptocurrency exchange Robinhood acquired.
That's a big piece of the story. Bitstamp accounted for $10.1 billion of Robinhood's total crypto volume during the month.
That's significant. It shows Robinhood's crypto business is no longer defined only by its retail investing app.
Right, through Bitstamp, Robinhood has a window into more institutional, international, and professional trading markets.
That distinction matters when interpreting the headline numbers.
Because Robinhood's total crypto volume includes activity from multiple parts of its crypto ecosystem, not just users trading directly through the Robinhood app.
So a strong consolidated volume figure does not necessarily mean the core retail app is seeing the same recovery.
In fact, trading activity directly on the Robinhood app fell 46% compared with the same period a year earlier.
That app-level decline suggests retail investors are still being cautious.
And retail crypto trading can be very sensitive to price action, market sentiment, and broader economic conditions.
When prices rise sharply, retail participation often increases as investors look for exposure to those gains.
But during periods of uncertainty, volatility, or weak momentum, individual investors may hold assets, trade less, or stay on the sidelines.
That can create a situation where monthly volume improves meaningfully while still lagging behind the previous year.
For Robinhood, the August results really show both opportunity and risk.
The 61% monthly increase shows that crypto demand can recover quickly when market conditions become more favorable.
At the same time, the 38% annual decline reminds us that the business is still exposed to shifting investor enthusiasm and broader crypto cycles.
Bitstamp's contribution may help reduce Robinhood's dependence on retail app trading by adding institutional and international volume.
That could be a stabilizing factor, but professional trading activity may not fully offset weakness among individual users.
Especially if retail engagement remains central to the company's growth outlook.
So the key question for shareholders and market observers is whether this August improvement continues in subsequent months.
A single month of stronger activity could reflect temporary changes in prices, sentiment, or market positioning.
A more durable recovery would require continued participation from retail users, stable exchange activity, and a healthier overall environment for digital assets.
Robinhood's results also provide a broader signal about the state of the crypto market.
The rise from July suggests participants were more active in August than in the prior month, but the year-over-year decline shows activity remains below last year's elevated levels.
That pattern is common in cyclical markets. Trading can improve at the margin without signaling a full return to a prior peak.
Some investors may be gradually re-entering the market, while others remain cautious about volatility, regulation, and the direction of digital asset prices.
In short, Robinhood's August crypto numbers show short-term improvement, but ongoing annual pressure.
Total volume rose 61% month over month, supported heavily by Bitstamp's $10.1 billion contribution, yet it was still 38% lower than a year earlier.
And app-based trading fell 46% over the same period, which keeps the retail question very much alive.
future results will really be the test. Whether August marked the beginning of a sustained recovery or simply a temporary rebound in a still cautious crypto market.